I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to just empower you this hour. First up, we're going to be talking about the number one American addiction, and you'd be surprised what it is. Also, we're going to touch base on what to do if you get bit by a poisonous spider. And we'll see if we can touch base on some really interesting vaccines that are in development. We'll see how the hour rolls. But before we get to all that great stuff, I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day this weekend. Hope you went out and spent some time with some loved ones. Had a great day. I did. I had a good time. Big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, asking the Lord's guidance and help. Seeking the truth and justice in this country where it seems to be lacking. Seriously, everywhere you turn, where is the truth and justice? But Isaiah 59 says we're to plead to the Lord for that, so that's what I'm doing. I hope you are too. Hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, have that relationship with God. Your life is just so much brighter when you have a supernatural God the Father sitting on the throne, you know, with his hand on your life. You know, there's this quote from Mark Twain that says, "It is not what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It is what you know for sure that is not so." Man, would politicians take note of that? Yep. We, you know, God just owes us truth and justice. That's all he owes us is justice. If we get mercy, that's a plus. So mind the time, seek the Lord's face, you know, find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ because that grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got first up in the quacker? Cancer patients being snagged in the quagmire of the Affordable Care Act. Oh, do tell. Washington AP Wire says that cancer people under treatment are finding out they get an unwelcome surprise. Their financial assistance under the Affordable Care Act, but their subsidies, well, apparently the subsidies kind of just go away. The premium quadruples. Their deductible goes from $900 to like $4,600. All right, hundreds of thousands of people who think they're getting these subsidies, or they're entangled in this paperwork, this nightmare of paperwork. Problems that involve their income, their citizenship, their taxes, just any excuse you can imagine to slow it down. It's an old insurance ploy. If you ever worked in the healthcare industry or filed insurance, you know that it's going to be turned down automatically and you have to go through all these appeals and they just hope you give up and go away. You know? So, you know, why would we think the Affordable Care Act and all the coverage there would be any different? Well, more than a million households and their financial assistance adjustments because of their income discrepancies. You know, adjusted means your subsidies vanish. That's what that means. It's just undermining the faith in the system. But, you know, this is all designed to do that. So they can go to a one-payer system. It's designed really to put private health insurance out of business, and it will happen. You know, insurance didn't see this coming. Well, I'm sorry. All right, moving along in the quack report. Guess what the Dutch are doing? They're opening their very first poop bank. Yeah, you heard me. Poop. Yep, Dutch researchers have now opened the country's first poop bank in a rare and cutting-edge branch of medicine to treat people with chronic gut infections. So that gives doctors and hospitals access to transplant fecal matter into sick patients. Have you heard this is like a last resort when you have all these wicked bacterias in your gut and you're just in misery? So what they do is this bank can distribute stools necessary to help with transplants. Sometimes this is the only solution for people that have chronic intestinal infections. And used to be that you would swallow a pill with you know what in it, but now for chronic it's the other way, goes the other end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, move along. Sorry if you're eating dinner. Apologize there. Moving along, the Quack Report. New Israeli study says artificial light can cause weight gain and even cancer. Mm-hmm. This guy, Tel Aviv International Journal of Obesity, published this report, this study on artificial light. They say disrupts your daily rhythms, suppresses your production of melatonin, a hormone that is responsible for your metabolic functions, influences metabolic rate, how you act all during the day. According to the World Health Organization, we got about 1.9 million adults defined as overweight. And so they think artificial light. This study involved 80 countries. They used satellite imaging, I think, to check all this stuff out. So they're saying a prominent predictor of obesity and health is, you know, how much artificial light you're living in. Moving along in the Quack Report. Here's something that's interesting. Mystery brain disorder robs patients of just their words. This is a mystery to medicine at this point, where patients, they have memories and they have everything else cognitive, but they just can't speak words all of a sudden. It's called primary progressive aphasia, or PPA. And little known syndrome right at this point. People have very lucid thoughts, but they're verbally locked. They can't speak. It's a new study that's underway to try to show, highlight this disease. They think there's some problem with the electricity stimulating element in the brain that affects that speech region. They've actually separated this disorder out in the 1990s. Before that, it was just lumped in as dementia and Alzheimer's. People didn't even notice. They thought, you know, their loved one that attempted to communicate in this garbled kind of communication, they just thought they were, you know, losing their dementia. They're losing their minds. But that's not what it is. You know, it's really interesting that just to speak right now, I'm using over 100 muscles between my lungs to my lips just to communicate with you right now. So communication very complex. Just to make 14 distinct sounds, you're going to use at least 100 muscles. Isn't that cool? So stroke and brain injury patients often have trouble making sounds or retrieving words because there might be an injury to this region of the brain where language is housed. So working on how to fix that, but they also said that PPA could be a subtype. It could develop into Alzheimer's, okay? All right, last but not least, in the Quack Report, 70% of Americans being treated for depression that they don't have. Oh, boy. This is a report by investigative journalist Kelly Patricia O'Meara. She says tens of millions of Americans taking drugs for a diagnosis they don't have. So they say she says without objective confirmable proof that a neurological biological abnormality exists, how can the benefit of mind altering drugs, how can it treat an objective determination of a problem? Well, she's right. You know, there's really no scientific proof, no evidence of the 400 disorders that the American Psychiatric Association has listed in their diagnostic statistical manual. It's very subjective. It's just, you know, a clinical diagnosis that is subjective, not objective. So if people put on psychotic drugs, that she says not necessary. I tend to agree. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, you get hooked on those psychotropic drugs. That's a problem. A lot of people are really concerned. All of a sudden, it's just like, you know, light went on. And people are just really concerned about these lifelong drugs they're dependent on. And if there's a disruption in supply, what are they going to do? So a lot of them are just now saying that. And my phone is a-ringing. Okay. All right, we're going to talk about the number one American addiction. Well, you know, health experts are, you know, telling us that the number one addiction in the United States is not illegal drugs or alcohol or tobacco or pornography. It's food. Yep, more people have food cravings they can't resist, and it's usually for those empty calories or the refined carbohydrates that are loaded with sugar. So when did wholesome food become unwholesome? And when did food become less of a nutrient and more like a metabolic drug? Well, the shift to the unhealthy eating started, you won't believe this, it started in the 1700s. However, it really didn't become an epidemic until the 1900s. So science has recently discovered that the wrong foods have this negative or drug-like induced influence on brain transmitters. So people can literally become hooked on the wrong foods and ruin their lives. So it's estimated that 5% to 6% of the United States population has a food addiction. So when we look at the population segment, which, you know, are obese, well, those numbers jump to 15% to 25%. So we're going to take a look at how all this works. So let's look at how people get addicted to the wrong foods. Why has food become our enemy? Well, food is not our enemy. It's the wrong foods that enslave or entice us to make the wrong food choices. So the sugar-loaded carbohydrates will metabolize very quickly, and the system receives a rush of sugar in the bloodstream. Now, in the 1940s, there was a shift in the food manufacturing industry. High-gluten wheat was created, and the Americans started consuming more sugar. So there are charts which will indicate the reduction in the mineral nutrition in grains since the 1940s when the GM wheat was developed. Now, sugar intake in America began to increase significantly during the turn of the century. Now, in 2007, the American Journal for Clinical Nutrition published this graph of sugar consumption in the United States. The average American consumes 143 pounds of refined sugar per year. And that uptick started right around 1850. Well, 1850, year 1850. Can you imagine going back in time to that? Oh my gosh. All right, let's look at some of the symptoms. According to foodaddictsanonymous.org, people with food addictions have specific symptoms. So when we become addicted to the wrong foods, it has this ripple effect in our lives. The food we eat influences nearly every aspect of our life. Science has proved that unhealthy foods create a deterioration of the body. So long-term use of the wrong foods can influence our emotions and impact our social life. So if not addressed, the symptoms become more severe and intense. So people with food addictions can become, well, they can become unreasonable. Do you know anybody at the office like that? Well, they can become unreasonable when they consume the wrong foods. So if we are what we eat, then not only our physical, but our spiritual life is going to be affected. So let's take a look at the symptoms of a food addiction. Experts say if you have four or five of these symptoms, you're on the fast track, the road to food addiction. If you have six or more symptoms, you are a food addict. So let's look at the physical symptoms. See if you're a food addict. Well, you may be a food addict if you feel out of control with regards to food intake, experiencing a weakness towards specific foods like sugary carbohydrates. Also, numerous diet attempts or weight loss programs that have concluded in failure. How about desperate behavior to lose weight, implementing purging or vomiting, the use of laxatives called bulimia, diuretics, or excessive exercise after you binge eat. That could be a sign. Also, if you have frequent and intense food cravings despite being full or after a full meal. Or how about when you're eating the food you are craving, you eat substantially more than you intended. How about you make numerous excuses to eat the food that you're craving, or you hide the unhealthy foods that you eat from others. Okay, so here's some of the, that was some of the physical, but now here's the emotional symptoms. Many food addicts suffer from depression and use food to comfort themselves. So this becomes a vicious cycle as the weight gain impacts self-esteem and the depression becomes worse. There could be anxiety or another emotion causing this turmoil, and it can make you make wrong food choices, and you're using those foods as a reward. Also, in many instances, eating foods with refined sugar or flour creates an irritability. Do you get irritable when you eat those types of foods? Also, food addiction can become a priority over your interests, your relationships, or even your career. And when you're eating the craved foods, it creates feelings of guilt, and soon afterwards you return to eat the same food. And lastly, you feel unable to control your food impulses despite knowing that they are unhealthy and they are harming you. While severe symptoms, in severe food addiction situations, the person feels obsessed with the wrong foods, feels despair, and admits they even suffer spiritually as well. So at this stage, the food addiction has become a strong biochemical disease. It's chronic and it can be fatal. So the removal of refined sugar and flour is essential for food addicts to overcome their addiction. All right, let's say if you're hooked on bad foods, what scientists and medical doctors believe is that foods with refined sugar and flour have this drug-like effect on the reward center of the brain. The bad foods create an imbalance in the dopamine neurotransmitter. The typical bad foods which create this imbalance are going to be your junk foods, your refined sugars, and your processed wheat. So the bad foods can create an abnormal or intense alteration in our biochemistry, and it's really quick to attack the dopamine. So food addiction can drive people to do what they normally would not. So imagine a food shortage. Food addicts will be in the same boat as people not able to get their prescription medicines. So it is a dependency, and it can put people in a desperate position. A lot of you out there may know comedian ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. He has a character named Ahmed. Have you seen that? He does a stand-up show. And Ahmed has been known to say, and everybody laughs when he says it, he'd say stuff like, "I kill you for a Klondike bar." Klondike is an ice cream. So there may be more truth to that statement than we think with a lot of these food addicts. Think about it. All right, let's look at this food fallout segment, because food addictions put people at risk of disease such as diabetes, obesity, heart disease, cancer and arthritis, Alzheimer's, depression, and even suicide. Now, in 2012, the Florida State University, they conducted a study on people with eating disorders. They suggested that people with an eating disorder did not necessarily suffer from a mood disorder. However, their research included data from 1990 to 2000 with people who never considered suicide. But their research showed that those with a food addiction had a risk of 27.9% risk of suicide. If they had an eating disorder like bulimia, that risk was 45.2%. And if they had anorexia, it was 34.6%. Interesting. Well, let's look at some of the other high risk groups. It's also been shown that people with other addictions, such as to alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, they can overcome those addictions, but then they fall victim to food addictions. I've seen this in alcoholics Well, they'll substitute Coke or Pepsi for a beverage. And the reason is that the caffeine has a dehydrating effect, just like the alcohol did. So that they're kind of leaning on the soda as a crutch. So according to one recovering female alcoholic smoker and drug addict, she said the thought processes, the cravings, and the lack of control of her former addictions are the same when becoming a food addict. So the situation is the same and different at the same time. In other words, the addictive substance is different with fewer, less severe social and legal complications, but it's an addiction just the same. Well, let's look at the clinical diagnosis. How does modern medicine diagnose this new addiction to food? Well, science really has no blood test or urine analysis. It's really based solely on a person's behavior that's established by a questionnaire with 27 questions. Currently, a food addiction is not considered a mental disorder. So health professionals use what is known as the Yale Food Addiction Scale. It's a scale that exposes a person's eating behavior as it relates to addictions. For instance, this is a quote from the Yale Food Addiction Scale. It says, someone who is a food addict has the same brain responses and behavioral symptoms as a drug addict, end of quote. Well, in March 2014, the Nurses Health Study revealed that the older we get, the less likely we are to have a food addiction. So in the female category, 8.4% of women, the ages of 45 to 64, have food addictions. So in the male age category of 62 to 88, the food addiction drops to 2.7%. So the body mass index score also correlated with the food addictions and was over 35 BMI. So the study also found that 5.8% of nurses were food addicts. Ugh. So the results showed that women were more likely than men to have a food addiction by twice as much. Women, 6.7%, men, 3.0%. So the study suggested it was the, quote, addictive nature of junk foods, end of quote, that were to blame for overeating and weight gain. So the Nurses Health Study concluded that 50% of the people that they sampled with food addiction were binge eaters. They also state that overweight children show signs of having a food addiction. They also note that obesity can be generated by several causes, biological, psychological, and environmental. Therefore, many in the field of medicine feel that food addiction is a subtype of obesity. However, differentiating between addictive and non-addictive behavior will change the treatment plan. Well, how does the plan go? Well, good question. According to the experts in treating all types of addiction, the only thing that really works is abstinence. They explain that you wouldn't tell an alcoholic to drink in moderation, and therefore you wouldn't tell a food addict to eat junk food in moderation. They truthfully state that no one needs those addictive substances or junk foods for absolute physiological survival. And it seems that the healthcare industry has not recognized this big picture of food addictions, and therefore the treatment plans are less than successful. Well, what you want to do is avoid the food triggers. Former food addicts will tell you that once a food addict, always a food addict. So they cannot eat junk food like everyone else, and therefore junk food is a trigger food, and addicts have to avoid it. They also admit that they have to exercise complete abstinence from the trigger foods because the moderation plan fails every time. So the recovery starts in the mind, and you have to set a perimeter to never consume the trigger foods again. And when you implement this, it gradually becomes easier to avoid the junk food. So to stay on track, you may want to keep a food journal and have a food buddy to encourage you, you know, stay on track. And if you're setting rewards for yourself, make sure they're non-food items, like maybe, I don't know, a bubble bath or reading your favorite book. You know, something that gives you peace and contentment. All right, so what we have here are habits a lot of the times that can grow into addictions, okay? So now is really a good time to work on breaking all those bad habits. Because when we get into troubled times, those habits are going to be magnified and they're going to work heavily against you. So use this time now to strengthen your system, detox your body, remove all those dependencies. Now, the Europeans use what I call a fast-track detox, which helps remove a lot of the body's cravings for all types of addictions. I wrote about it in my book, The Power Herbs. So if you would like to learn how you could go about this European fast-track detox, quickly remove the addictions, you might want to pick up the Power Herbs ebook on the powerherbs.com website. It's just $14.99. And in there is a step-by-step process on how to go about doing that. Now, organ cleansing is also a plus. It helps remove a lot of the cellular stress on your system, and it encourages your body to regenerate and reduce dependencies. So make sure... Oh, I got to take a break already? Frank! All right. I'll be back on the other side. There's a little bitty boy down in Jamaica. Has the gift of seeing second sight. He sees the world and all its troubles. But inside his heart, the sun is shining bright. So everybody shout.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
Come on, feel the vibration. Well, right before the break, I was telling you about organ cleansing, helping you detox, get rid of those dependencies. And if you're going to detox with herbs, you know, make sure also that the foods that you're eating have more nutrition. And, you know, that nutrition counts in your favor. So your organic fruits and vegetables have more nutrition, minerals, and vitamins. Because the more minerals and vitamins you get in your foods, the less you eat, the less hungry you feel, you're more satisfied. So obesity and diabetes will be a thing of the past. So, you know, it's really a lifestyle change. It has nothing to do with a weight loss diet. Those two are totally different things. Get it straight in your head because a lifestyle change is permanent and abstinence is built in. So there you go. If you'd like to learn more about your organic organ cleansing, take the stress off your system to help it regenerate and detox. Call Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free Power Herbs catalog. Yeah, power up your system. Strengthen that body. You know, get off the dependency, including those pharmaceutical drugs. Learn how you can do that. Empowerment like that is a blessing from God, let me tell you, because God's herbs are here for the service of man, and that is a blessing. Give them a call. Get a free product catalog. Number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And for those outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Check it out. You get there, type in herbtalklive.net.com. There's lots of ways to get there. So close. And they have herb-saving coupons on their website. And if you sign up for the newsletters, you also get some discounts built into the information that is empowering there. In newsletters, two of them. There's two. One goes out Tuesday. It's called American Survival. And then the Friday newsletter is called Health Quest. And that goes out, and it's totally free, so sign up today. All righty. What are we going to talk about next? Spider bites. Spider bites, you know, because we're going to be moving into the warmer weather. And even if we're not that warm right now, if you're climbing into a basement or an attic to look for something, chances are you're going to disturb a spider or two, and they might bite you, you know. Or if you're, you know, getting some firewood. You know, the spiders like the firewood piles, so be careful out there, especially those brown recluse. So let's talk about how you can deal with a spider bite that can turn ugly in a skinny minute. So spiders are usually, not on people's minds, unless maybe it's Halloween, you know. But, you know, you may think of them if you're in a crawl space underneath your house, or like I said, in the attic or basement. They tend to like those dark, damp, you know, uninhabited spaces. So these tiny little creatures, they serve a purpose in our ecosystem, but they can also pose a dangerous threat when we disturb their habitat, and they're venomous. Okay, so most people, they're going to run to the doctor or the emergency room for treatment. However, according to Dr. Donna Seeger of the Tennessee Poison Center, this may not be necessary, and it could cause more problems. So we're going to take a look at some of the risks and options you may have if you're faced with a poisonous spider bite. All right, let's see. Numbers matter. Let's look at some of the stats. We have in this world about 170,000 species of spiders, and out of that, 35,000 of them, we really should stay away from, because out of these numbers are a handful of very dangerous, and although it's a rarity, about 27 spiders can kill with just one bite. Now, spiders are rarely aggressive and attack when they're disturbed or they're provoked. Now, in North America, we have identified 3,000 species of spiders, and of them, there's like two species, the recluse spiders and the widow spiders, that are the problem. These are very dangerous. They're very venomous. On average, they'll kill about 4 people a year. I know that's not a lot of people when you compare stats, but still, that's 4 people. That's 4 people. All right, well, with most spider bites, it is really the bite area that offers the health complication. Often spider bites, such as your brown recluse, produce skin lesions, and in some instances, they can require urgent care. All right, let's talk about the brown recluse spider. It likes to live in these dark places like wood piles, in your basement or your attic. This spider is nationwide from the Atlantic to the Pacific, but it does prefer warmer regions, and the south segment areas of the country are its favorite habitat. So this spider is usually dark brown, and it has this violin shape on its back, with the neck of the violin shape pointed towards its rear end. Most spiders have 8 legs, but the brown recluse has 6. It has a pair on the front and 2 pairs on either side. And what makes this spider such a health hazard is the venom it has. It will kill the tissue, causing severe necrosis at the bite site, and it spreads out, causing significant contentious injury to your skin. So for this reason, this spider can, be deadly to humans because it opens up, a sepsis threat, basically. Most people seeking medical treatment will be subjected to antibiotics, steroids, antihistamines, debridement of the bite site, cutting away tissue that dies. Also, maybe some deep venom can penetrate tissue, causing really some complication. So all modern medicine can do, if you get a brown recluse spider bite, because they can't neutralize the venom, is make you more comfortable, give you pain medicine. But disfigurement most likely will be a result as they start to debride dead tissue. So this is not really an aggressive spider. Usually bites when it feels threatened. The problem is most people don't know that they're there when they start moving things around in their attic or their basement, or they start picking up wood from a pile, and it disturbs them, and they get bitten. Now, if you live in Hawaii, a close cousin to the brown recluse is the brown violin spider. So there you go. Now, be mindful that, snake bites, same thing, with the venom. These venomous bites, if you go to the emergency room, are going to be expensive. Expensive. Right here in North Carolina a couple of years ago, a gentleman went for, I think it was a copperhead bite, he saw the snake, knew what it was, went to the emergency room. They like the lake area, so we have the big Lake Norman here. So he goes to Lake Norman regional hospital. And they treat him. They give him anti-venom and everything. And he's there less than 12 hours, I guess. It was in the newspaper. And he gets the bill. The bill was almost six figures. It was like $96,000 for a snake bite. Ugh. Okay. But we got solutions, so you don't have to go there. So we're getting to them. Hang on. All right, let's quickly talk about the Black Widow, also known as the Southern Black Widow. The Black Widow species of spider has 32 varieties living just about everywhere from Africa, Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Hawaii, North and South America. Boy, she gets around, huh? Well, they can be difficult to identify when their features differ a little bit from region to region. The female spider is usually shiny black with the little yellow, orange, red hourglass mark on the underside of the abdomen. Now, sometimes the hourglass is just a dot shape, you know. So the Black Widow likes to be sheltered. So you'll find it also in wood piles, in rubble, under stones, hollow stumps, in your shed in your backyard or your garage. So if you have a undisturbed, uncluttered area, or I should say cluttered area, it likes to hang out there. So crawl spaces, attics, basements, you know, get ready. There they are. All right, let's talk about a painful, painful bite. The Black Widow is known for its painful bite, and it can be fatal, especially with the very young and the very old. A small amount of its venom is a neurotoxic poison, 15 times more poisonous than a prairie rattlesnake. So it will attack the central nervous system, and you could have respiratory arrest, and it could occur. Symptoms are going to be headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, high blood pressure. Sometimes victims don't even notice any pain when they get bitten. People with cardiovascular diseases are at a greater risk. They need to be hospitalized right away. The risk of death is less than 1% with effective treatment. So expensive anti-venom for the widow, Black Widow, was developed in 1956. All right, so health experts experienced with spider bites say, you know, don't panic. In some cases, people don't see the spider. They don't know they were bitten. They don't even know what bit them when symptoms start to develop 1 or 2 days later. For instance, the brown recluse will often produce a bite area that has a white center to it with a red ring around it, kind of similar to a bullseye. That's kind of indicative of a brown recluse bite. In many cases, a cold pack to the area helps with discomfort. Commercial ointments and antibiotics are not recommended. So if the victim is a child younger than 12 and has a brown recluse spider bite, a urine test can check for blood in the urine. It indicates the breaking of the red blood cells and causing cell structure damage. So if there are no signs of any serious skin lesions or nervous system impairment, there should be really no complications from the bite. Here are some other signs. If you are not sure if you were bitten by a venomous spider, here's some indicators. The bite may itch. The bite may be red, inflamed, and hot to the touch. Fang pits may also be visible. You may have a fever. The bite site has a blister. The bite site turns a bluish color. The bite site forms a crater. You may have vision problems, difficulty breathing, or loss of motor control. I don't know. I'm here in the South, and a lot of people say, oh, I got bit by a jumping spider. Ever see one of those? Hmm? Oh, they're everywhere in your house, you know. They're really not that life-threatening. They're just annoying, really. They're kind of creepy. They jump like a frog. You know? And they're hard to get, but and they're tiny. They're about all the way, the abdomen and legs, everything together. They're maybe the size of your pinky fingernail, maybe a little smaller. Anyway, they're just quick, and they jump around. They scurry around. I had one on my keyboard one day when I went to go typing scared me. I was like, ah! And it just moved so quick. I was just like, what? Anyway, you get bit by one of those, the bite stays a little while. You know, let's say you crawl into bed. Sometimes they like to bite you in between your sheets. And you'll get this little bite. They love your ankles for some reason. And so they'll make a little bite there. And you'll notice it like one or two days later. It feels like, you know, a mosquito bite. It's kind of raised. It itches a little bit. And it's got a little like a firmness to it. And it just gets red after that. And it just takes its time going away, you know. It's just annoying. Little jumping spiders. All right, so what are some of the medical treatments for bites? Well, I can understand why some victims of spider or other venomous bites want to rush off to the emergency room. They're really nervous and upset, and they just don't know what to do. Parents with young kids and people with elderly folks that may have heart conditions are going to be at the higher risk category when it comes to these kind of bites. So you want to use common sense. Take precautions. So here's an example of an Arizona woman who had to pay $83,000 for a three-hour hospital treatment when she got a scorpion bite, and they gave her some anti-venom. So the hospital pays about $100 for the drug and then charges you $83,000. Goodness. In 2013, as I mentioned, a man here in North Carolina, Eric Ferguson, right here up on Lake Norman, was treated for a copperhead venomous snake bite. He was at the hospital 18 hours, cost him, $81,000. Sometimes the anti-venom is expensive for hospitals, and sometimes it's not, okay? So you got to check that. Sometimes they have to get it from overseas, and the shelf life is limited, so I can understand that pushes up the cost, but really, 80 grand? All right, so how do you neutralize venom? Well, this is what I like to do. If you don't want to go to the hospital, don't want to, can't afford it, whatever the reason, or you can't get to an emergency treatment center, what do you do? Well, there are a lot of things that you can do to neutralize the venom and reverse the damage, okay? For those with heart problems, you will want to have some herbs to assist your cardio system as well. Have that on hand as you try to neutralize the venom that may be circulating in the blood system. So herbs that can help repair this damage, work fast, are going to be required, okay? So you want something that's in the system like in 60 seconds, okay? So I suggest herb liquids that work quickly. They're concentrate, they're tinctures. They're going to just be in the system right away working. So you may want to check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a portable heart attack pack, and they also have a snake bite kit, okay? And it works well, great on emergency issues like this, poisonous bites. Wherever you need to neutralize venom, get it out of the bloodstream, strengthen your immune system, and reverse cell damage is what you want to do. And medical doctors know there's herbs that can do that. That's what they used to make their drugs out of. So, yeah, they can do that. So I like to use a couple of things. I had a friend that got bit by a wasp. She didn't know she was allergic to wasps, and she had this red streak going up her arm where the wasp bit her. So I gave her some skin poultice to put on the bite site itself that will draw remaining venom back out. And then I gave her the blood cleanse formula to clear the blood of the toxin. And within 2 hours, it was like she wasn't even bit. So it works fast, works for brown recluse spider bites, so you don't have to get all disfigured with debridement. It works for pets too. We even have a snake bite kit version for pets. You know, when pets get bit, they're just, you know, the vet will scare you. Oh, we're going to have to do skin grafts. We may have to amputate. Oh, forget it. Just use the herbs inside the body. When it comes to your pet, you can't work on the outside because it's too tender. But there's ways to deal with this other than running up a six-figure bill. Sheesh. You know, I thought $900 at the vet was bad, but, you know, not $83,000, $86,000 at the hospital emergency room. Give me a break. Mm-mm. So if you're looking for some things you can neutralize these venoms, whether it's copperhead, rattlesnake, brown recluse, black widow, you know, this is what the Native American Indians did. You know, that's what they did. They neutralized the venom, and they knew how to do that. And so we're going to take a little lesson from them and forget about these outrageous medical bills if you can. Like I said, use common sense. If you have to go, you have to go to the emergency room. Go. But if you're camping and you can't get to somewhere, inclement weather, whatever the case may be, it's really a good idea to have a backup plan. And those kits aren't going to break the bank. And they have a 10-year shelf life. So they'll be ready when you need them. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask for their catalog because the snake bite kits are in there. The number is toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. You can find the snake bite kit for pets under the pet area. And I think you can find the snake bite kit for the humans under the kits area. So, very cool stuff. You can even get it in a pack. It comes in like a little pack. You can wear it right on your belt. You know, your belt slides through. So you can like take it with your hiking, you know. And in some of the stuff in the snake bite kit, you can even use for poison ivy, oak, and sumac and bee stings. So if you're on the trail and you run into that, hey, you got the snake bite, the spider bite protection, but you also got the other stuff too. So very versatile. I love herbs. They're very flexible that way. And you get a sheet, an instruction sheet on how to do all that. So thepowerherbs.com, that's putting the power back in your hands, giving you more independence, being less dependent on toxic drugs and expensive medical bills. That's what it's about. Okay, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget, sign up for the free online newsletters. They go out each week, and you'll be empowered with information there, as well as special coupons that you can use from time to time at the powerherbs.com website. Of course, if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, I am open to suggestions. Just, you know, send me an email or drop me a line, and we'll see if we can't work it into the show. But I hope the topics that we do select help you out and give you, you know, hope and empowerment. That's what it's about. Because we live in a time where there's not enough empowerment. People want to feel like, you know, they have some control. And you do. God's given it to you. It's called herbs. They're here for the service of man. Here for the healings of the nations. They are meat. So that means they're powerful. They have lots of protein, minerals, things that help the body detox and boost immune system and a lot more. So herbs, probably God's best kept secret, you know. Even medicine can't figure them all out. Which, you know, I'm amused by that. I really am. I used to work in medicine, so I know. I've seen it. I have. I really have. Well, check out the powerherbs.com website. Get a Power Herbs ebook. It's over 400 pages. Herb symptom reference guide. Learn how to do that fast detox the Europeans use. You can do it in the privacy of your home. Not going to cost you a lot of money. And it's fast. So you can select it in three different downloads. One is PDF. One is iPad. One is Kindle. Just, you know, select one on the drop-down. That's the one that you'll get a link to download it to. And the links are timed, so I think you have 2 days to download the file. So do it as soon as you can. Save it to your computer or your whatever pad or tablet, and be empowered, really. You'll learn a lot of things in there, including how to make your own tinctures, how to go about organ cleansing, you know, how do I boost immune system and why should I do that? How do I avoid weakening my immune system? There's all kinds of neat things in there. Herbs to avoid if you're wanting to, you know, be a mom and be pregnant. Herbs that help you while you're nursing. All kinds of neat things in there. So check that out. Powerherbs.com. It is an ebook, so it's electronically delivered to your email. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, just $14.99. More empowerment. Not a whole lot of money. All right. You know, I'm out of time. Frank, I think I'm out of time. And you know what? The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.